Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Bees buzz as they journey from flower to flower and back to the hive. But this hour, bees aren't all that's a buzz. We're going to listen to music featuring the J-shaped wooden instrument called the crumhorn, loved for its charming shape and entertaining sound, and the buzziest of all the double reed instruments. Plus, we'll hear a couple of songs featuring bees themselves. Finally, our featured release is a 2020 album by Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin, led by Georg Kalweit. Join us as they explore music from George Frideric Handel's Opus 3, Concerti Grossi. German tunes of the 16th century, Hildebrand's Lied, Es taget vor dem Walde, and Zartlieb, Wie süß dein Anfang ist, all performed on bagpipes and percussion by Piffero. We'll hear more from Piffero on a different double reed instrument in a bit. A 19-year-old bride, Sophia, and her fiancé, Johann, Elector of Saxony, gathered with family, court, and church for their wedding at Torgau in 1500. When the Mass began, along with the sweet sounds of voices filling the church, was the charming and wonderfully buzzy sound of four crumhorns. Here's Ensemble Piffero performing two tunes on crumhorns by German Renaissance composer Georg Forster. Den besten Vogel and Praesulem Sanctissimum, music by Georg Forster, performed on crumhorns by Piffero. Crumhorns are wind instruments constructed in three parts, body, cotton reel, and wind cap. The body has holes and sometimes keys, much like a recorder, but is curved at the bottom. A double reed is affixed to a slim brass tube sitting in the top of the cotton reel atop the body. The reed, tube, and reel are covered by a cap. The player blows through a small slit in the cap. After 1500, crumhorns quickly became popular throughout continental Europe, especially in Germanic lands, the Low Countries, and Italy. Next up, four Flemish dances played on crumhorns.
Thank you.
four anonymous Flemish dances from the Renaissance performed on crumhorns by Convivium Musicum Gotenburgense. Like their instrument cousins, shawms, recorders, and dulcians, crumhorns come in families and are typically used for both sacred and secular music that fits their ranges. Most crumhorns have only a 9-note range, so it can be convenient to amass an arsenal of them to play together. Unlike recorders and gambas, which were used by both professionals and amateurs, crumhorns tended to be used by professional performers in courts and town bands. They were expensive to manufacture and maintain, and you usually needed at least 3 to play together at a time. Next, we'll hear crumhorns playing a dance set from Susato's 1551 collection, Danserie.
Thank you.
Five dances from Tilman Sosato's Danserie, Syntagma Amici, was directed by Bernard Stieltz. You can hear highlights from recent and archival recordings of early music on Harmonia Uncut, our bi-weekly podcast, curated and hosted by Wendy Gillespie. Listen online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We've been listening to the buzzy music of covered reeds, crumhorns. But crumhorns aren't all that's abuzz this hour. Music for and about your friendly neighborhood pollinator is next. We're all about bees. In the song cycle Love Wounded by French Baroque composer Louis-Nicolas Clérambeau, we hear a conversation between Cupid and his mother, Venus. While picking flowers around a hive, Cupid is stung by a bee. Venus asks what happened, and Cupid explains that, quote, "It was a sort of snake which flies at the start of spring, with its two tiny wings here and there on the flowers." Sympathetic to his pain, Venus heals Cupid's hand, but she reminds Cupid, "Don't your stings of love's arrows sometimes hurt mortals?"
Thank you.
Music from Louis-Nicolas Clérambault's song cycle Love Wounded. We heard Dominique Labelle, soprano, with musicians of Aston Magna, directed by Daniel Stepner. But bees have their own struggles too. Another buzzy poem is from the perspective of a bee. In It Was a Time When Silly Bees Could Speak, we hear of a bee complaining to the head bee about not being able to find enough sap to bring back to the hive.
Oh,
We heard soprano Hannah Tyson and lutenist Suzanne Peuker performing It Was a Time When Silly Bees Could Speak by John Dowland. We turn now from our buzzy friends to the elegance of George Frideric Handel's Opus 3 Concerti Grossi. In their third album in this popular area of Handel's works, Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin bring clarity and charm to these well-loved pieces. We'll hear the opening of Concerto Grosso Opus 3 No. 2.
Thank you.
Vivace, Largo, Allegro, and Gavotte from Handel's Concerto Grosso, Opus 3, No. 2 in B-flat major. Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin was led by Georg Kalfeit. In mid-18th century London, everything Italian was fashionable. This may be why publisher John Walsh was in such a hurry to get these pieces out in printed form to the public, probably without Handel's permission, considering the many errors in the first edition. We'll close with Concerto Grosso in G major, Opus 3, No. 3, here utilizing traverso, strings, and continuo.
Thank you.
Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin performed Handel's Concerto Grosso in G Major, Opus 3, No. 3, from their 2020 pentatone recording, Handel Concerti Grossi. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. And you can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoop Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Aaron Kane, Wendy Gillespie, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.